Yes, it is a Wednesday today, and it is time for the recap of letter number two. I read the letter on Saturday, and the idea was to speak to my mother on Sunday about the letter, because my mom has a bit more information about some of the things than I do. So that was on the planning. But then on Sunday, I woke up projectile vomiting on myself. And I ended up in hospital for kidney stones. So unfortunately, the recap of the second letter had to wait a little bit. It's Wednesday today, like I said, and I just spoke to my mother and we have figured some of the things out. I feel a little bit better. So yes, this is a good time to do the recap. In the letter, oh yeah, so first of all, my grandfather was born on the 15th of July, 1926. So when he wrote the first letters, he was 19 years old. And at some stage in the letter, actually towards the end of it, he is talking about the toestemming. Where was it, the toestemming? Sorry, no, that was still on the first page. Oh yeah, het schijnt dat oom Karel toestemming gegeven heeft. So he said, apparently, Uncle Karel has given permission. And he doesn't say what the permission was for, but I just spoke to my parents and they say that probably it was for actually being allowed to join the army, because at that time you were not an adult until 21. So that makes sense. And according to my mother, because my grandfather didn't have his, he didn't actually grow up with his own family, as in his mother passed away when he was 3 years old and his dad couldn't take care of all of the children. So my grandfather was, don't want to say send away, it sounds a bit harsh, but that's basically what it was. And my mom says maybe he grew up with that Uncle Carl. And my mother thinks that that is a brother, or was a brother of my grandfather's father. Something that was not in the letters, but that is maybe, information that we need later. The father of my grandfather was called Pierre. Actually, one of my uncles is now called Pierre. And the mother of my grandfather was called Josephine, or Josephine. And that is the person that my mother is named after. So, for what it's worth. And the three of us, myself, my mother, and my father, have tried to decipher the name Johnny. My mother is convinced that it says Johnny. My dad and I are on the fence. But none of us know who this Johnny could be. Because this is where, all the way at the end of the letter, my grandfather asks Marianne, hoe gaat het met Johnny? Leeft hij weer? So how is Johnny? Is he alive again? We might find out, sorry, we might find out who this Johnny is later. But yeah, as of now, we don't know. But I have letter number three here in front of me. And I am going to read that today as well. So, yeah, who knows what's in it. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.